Okay, today's daf is daf nun vav and maseches nazir. Just two announcements. One is I hope that there is a sheet that I made up a little chart for the beginning of today's daf. It was supposed to be uploaded by last night. If not, hopefully it'll be done by today. But I'll be talking about it outside. Those of you who don't have the sheet in front of you, but it's just a chart for daf nun vav. Number two, I've been getting emails again over the last couple of weeks about the new community that I'll be involved in Be'ez Hashem in next year. So there will be a couple of meetings next week in various communities for those who are interested. On Monday night in Teaneck by Rabbi Neuberger Shul at 8 o'clock. Next Tuesday night in Baltimore in Shari Zion at 7:30. And next Wednesday night in right here in Taurus Chaim in South Shore at 8:30 in Hewlett. Next Thursday in Toronto, if anybody's interested, they could email me. Either way, today we have our work cut out for us. We're going to start with Nun Hey Amabez, second to last line, Masav Rami Bar Chama. Mother Bar Chama, just a few words of introduction about the case coming up. We're going to be commenting on Rav Chisda, if you remember. Rav Chisda had said yesterday that there is no inherent problem with counting days of Tzara'as to the days of Naziris. No inherent problem. If somebody is a Nazir, says Rav Chisda, for 100 days, for 1,000 days, and he happens to be a Mitzorah in the middle, so even though he has to get two haircuts and he has to stay outside the Machaneh, that's not a problem per se. The only problem that our Mishnah was discussing is that a Naziris needs a Tiglachas of 30 days, 30-day growth. And therefore, if you had a days of Tzara'as in the middle and you only have 10 days left, so that's why it's a problem. That's why you're not going to be able to count the days of Tzara'as. But per se, it wouldn't be a problem. So we're going to get back to that Rav Chisda. We're going to be asking Akasha on that. But first, to understand the case that we're quoting from, the case actually is a Mishnah later on in Daf Nun Tes. So if we understand it today, so then it'll help us out for 4 days from now. So the case is as follows. Let's take a few givens first. What are the givens? And then we'll plug them into the cases. Given number one. Given number one is that a mitzorah has to have two haircuts. And not just haircuts, hair all over his body. Body haircuts twice in the tiglachas process. What's the process of a mitzorah becoming tahar? So if you look in the chumash, we have to just read the Chumash, beginning of Parsha Mitzorah. Zosti Yataras HaMitzorah B'Yom Taharaso. Well, how does a Mitzorah become Tahar? He goes to the Kohen after he is not a Mitzorah anymore. V'ra, Kohen B'nei Nir Paneg HaTzaras B'na Tzaruah. Right, the Kohen sees that the Tzaras is healed. V'tziva HaKohen, the Kohen commands, and V'lokach LaBitaher, for the one who becoming Tahar, he takes two birds, and he shechs one of them, and he squeezes the blood of one of them into a pail, and the other one he lets free. And he does this whole process with the two birds. He sprinkles on the mitzorah 7 times. And then what? V'chibas amitaris begada, v'gilachas kol saro. He gives him a haircut. All the hair all over his body is shaved. V'rachas b'mayim v'tayir. And he goes to the mikveh, he's tahar. And what does he do? V'achar yavo l'machaneh. The mitzorah who's been sitting outside of 3 machanas, we learned last week, he sits outside. The mitzorah is the only one that sits outside even Machaneh Yisrael. He's outside Yerushalayim. After this bird, the process with the birds, he comes back into the camp, but he's not allowed to go home yet. He's got to wait another week. He comes back in from outside the camp, he has to wait another week. And on day 7, meaning a week after his first haircut, he goes back to the Kohen and he gets another haircut. He has Tiglachas Shnia. He has 2 Tiglachos, 2 haircuts in the Tara process. And then on day 8, the day after his second haircut, what happens? Then he brings other karbanos. He brings 2 sheep, Tamimim, v'chafsachas, bashasalush, Tamima. He brings an Asham, and he brings a Chatas. Then he goes through the other rest of the Tara process on day 8, and then he's allowed to eat Kachim. That's the process of a Taras Mitzorah. So again, what's important for us is that he has 2 haircuts. 2 haircuts, again, body cuts, but he has 2 haircuts. That is given number one. Given number two, if you have the sheet in front of you, I'm just going through what I wrote on the bottom. The givens that I wrote on the bottom. Given number one is the Mitzorah requires Giluach Haguf twice. Number two, a Tamei Meis. A Nazir who becomes Tamei Meis. He has to get a haircut as well at the end of the 7 days of his Tumah, and then he's going to start the process of counting his Naziris Matara. A regular Tamei Meis doesn't get a haircut. Regular Tamei Meis counts 7 days, he gets sprinkled day 3 and day 7 with the ashes of the Paraduma, and that's it, that he's Tahar. But a Nazir that became Tamei Meis, another Tamei Meis, so he has to go through the same process as usual, 3 and 7, but then he has to get a haircut because his hair has to grow 30 days v'tara. So that's another time Mace has to have a tiglachas. Number three, if you have a suffolk whether there's a chiv to be megaleach. Let's say, as we're going to talk about, let's say a nazir is not sure if he became tamei mace. He's not sure. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. So, let's just give him a haircut, just to be safe. The problem is, you can't give him a haircut until the end of his nazirus, because maybe he's not tamei. And he's not allowed to get a haircut if it's not a vadai, if it's only a suffolk chiv giluach, it's a suffolk haircut chiv, so you're not allowed to get that during your nazirus. So you have to wait till after 30 days, then get it, then count again. So that's number three on the bottom. A suffolk chiyuv giluach is not allowed during a possible naziris tara. Number four, you see on the bottom, a tamei mace and mitzora is not allowed to eat kachim. That's mefurish. Tamei because you're tamei, and mitzora because you're outside the camp. You're also considered somewhat tamei. And finally, number five, which is something that we're going to learn about later on when this mishnah comes up. Number five is one haircut cannot count both for mitzora and tamei mace, even though it's the same. Even though it's the same body cut, you can't count it for both. You can't kill two birds with one stone. Okay. So those are all givens. Hopefully this will this sheet and this the Haktama will help streamline the Gemara and make it more straightforward. So now the case that we're going to be talking about, and the Mishnah quoted here, is we have a Nazir who is a Suffolk Tamei Mace, Suffolk Mitzora. He doesn't know. He has a Suffolk whether he became a Mitzora, or whether he became a tamei mace. So that is the case that we're going to be talking about. And the case is, as we're going to talk about, Tosis points out, and we're going to talk about later on, the sveikus happened on day one. Keeps things simple. The sveikus happened on day one. On day one of his naziris, he maybe came in contact with a dead body, and he maybe got tzaraas. How do you maybe get tzaraas? Maybe tamei mace, you understand. You know, he's not sure if he walked under a dead body, if he walked over a dead. How do you suffix saras? Maybe a kohen says it's tamei or not. So the achronim try to deal with. Maybe there were two people that the kohen was going to label as a mitzora, and he labeled one of them, and then they walked out and they forgot what the kohen's not around, and they forgot which one the kohen said. So there are cases where somebody is a suffix mitzora, but both of those fakers happen on day one. So here we go. Masav Rami Mar Chama, and remember, this whole thing that we're going to talk about is going to be a kasha on Rav Chisda from yesterday. Rav Chisda, who says that there is nothing fundamentally a problem with counting your tzaraas days to your naziris days. There's nothing fundamentally wrong. It's just that you have to make sure you have 30 days of hair before you cut your hair for your naziris. So if you have a naziris for 1,000 days, you're not going to have a problem. So you can count the days of tzaraas. So says Rami Rachama, Matzav Rami Rachama, the Mishnah later on says, Nazir Shahaya Tamei Pesafek Umuchlat Pesafek. He is Safek Tamei Meis, Safek Mitzora, Mitzora Muchlat. What's the halacha? Ochel Bekachim La'achar Shishim Yom, Vishosa Yayda Betabi La'mesim La'achar Me'avastrim Yom. In any case, even if you take into account all the possibilities, this man, who is a Nazir, who might have been Tamei Meis, who might have been Mitzora, can eat kachim after 60 days and can drink wine, and he finishes his naziris for sure after 120 days. Why? So let's go to the chart, if you have it in front of you. I gave you all the possibilities. 1, 2, 3, 4. Number one, if a nazir tar, what happens if this man was really not tamei and he wasn't a mitzara? He was just a nazir tar. So then he counts 30 days, naziris tara, and he gets a haircut. Fine. And shalom al yisrael. All right, we're finished. That's if he was neither. But you can't assume that way because maybe he was worse. So number two, what happens if he was just Tamei Meis? He's a Suffolk Tamei Meis. And not a Mitzora, but just Suffolk Tamei Meis. So what do you have to do? So you have to wait 30 days before he gets his haircut to end his Tumah. Why? Why can't you get a haircut now? If he's Suffolk Tamei Meis, get a haircut in a week. The answer is he's only Suffolk Tamei Meis. And if he's not a Tamei, then you can't get a haircut now. You have to wait a month. So that is why, if somebody is a Suffolk Tamei Meis, he cannot start counting his Naziris of Tara yet until after he gets his haircut, because his haircut is what finishes his tumah. So he has to wait a month before he gets the haircut, because maybe he's not tamei. But once that occurs, then he waits another 30 days for his nazirus of tara. Again, we're assuming it's a 30-day nazirus, and he became tamei on day one. So therefore, he cannot get his haircut, because he might be tamei mase until day 30, and then he has to wait another 30 days for his nazirus of tara. That is number two. If he was only suffik tamei mase, if he was only something to be mace, then he'd be able to do everything after 60 days. Then he'd be finished, right? Because then he's for sure finishes his Zeris, and he's for sure Tahar. Yeah, go.
Does he bring Kabanos if he's a
Tame mace? A Tame mace, does a Sadame mace bring Kabanos? The Gemara, yeah, the Gemara later on deals with what do you do with the Kabanos. Because you have all these fakes. What do you do? Which Kabanos could come al Safek, which Kabanos cannot come al Safek. So the Gemara deals with that. That is the case of if he was a registered Nazir Tahar, and if he was a Nazir Safek Tamei Mase. Number three, what if he was just a Safek Mitzora, and not Safek Tamei Mase? So then you have the following problem. As we started off, a Mitzora needs what to become Tahar? Two hair shavings. Two hair shavings. The problem is, as we said, if you're only a Safek, you cannot get any of your hair shavings within 30 days, because maybe you're Tahar. Maybe you're Tahar, maybe you're not. Maybe you're not a Mitzora. So again, here we go. So look on where it says Gimel. So on day one, maybe you became Tamei. So maybe you became a Mitzora. So you have to wait 30 days before you get your first haircut for Tsaras. Because maybe you're not a Mitzora. So you have to wait 30 days till you get your first haircut. So then you have to wait another 30 days to get your second haircut. Why? Because, again, maybe you are just Tamei Mei, so therefore you got your haircut and you got to wait another 30 days to count your Nazirus. So you have to wait another 30 days until you get your second haircut. And then you can have your regular Nazirus. Gimel is only if you have, again, a Safek Mitzora, a Safek Mitzora, because maybe you are a Mitzora, maybe you're not a Mitzora. So in that case, you'd have to wait 60 days, and then you finished your Tsaras days, and now you can count your Nazirus days. You can count your Nazirus days, and that's why on day 90, you'd be able to drink wine and become a Tamei Mase. Fine. Why wouldn't you be able to do what?
The initial 30.
I'm saying, but if you're a Mitzora, yeah. If you're a Mitzora, then you can't get your second haircut.
Yeah, a week later. A week later. It's only a Suffolk.
Yeah,
so why you gotta do the 30 after that?
I'm saying, but if you're a Nazir, you have all these fakes. So you always have to wait a month before you get haircuts. Because maybe none of this is true, and you're just a Nazir. As you'll see. Gimel is really built into Dalet also. I see what you're connecting to, but Dalet is the summary of our case. Our man here is a Safek on both. He's a Safek Tamei Mase, and he's a Safek Mitzora. So, and as we said, you cannot use one haircut for two chiyuvim. Right? That's a given. So therefore, you have to take care of your Tsaras, you got to take care of your Tamei Mase, and then you take care of your Naziris. So, first, you take care, on day 30, you shave the first haircut for Mitzora. And then you cannot shave again because maybe until day 60 because maybe you're not a Mitzara. And maybe you were just Tamei Mase. You just finished your 30 days of Tumah. And now you have to wait your regular Nazirus. So that's why you can't get your second haircut until day 60. And then after day 60, maybe you're Mitzara and Tamei Mase. So now you got to wait another 30 days to get your haircut for Nazirus of Tumah. And then finally, now you finish all your problems. And now you can have your Nazirus of Tara until day 120. That's when you get your the giluach for another tar, and then you can drink wine and become tamei mase. So now we get back to the brisa. We get back to the Mishnah. I'm sorry. So the Mishnah says nazir. Let's read it again. Shahayat tamei besafek umuchlad besafek. You're right. Yes, I'm just thinking in number three. I might have miswrote the case. It could be that if you're just suffering mitzora, there's no tamei mase involved. You can get your haircut a week later after day 30, not a month later. Because if there's no tamei mase involved. But okay, let's continue. So says the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you're Tamei B'Safek or Mukhlad B'Safek, so you can eat Kashim after 60 days. Why? Why can you eat Kashim after 60 days? Let's look at the number Dalet, the fourth line on the page. Right? Because after 60 days, you're for sure not a Mitzora anymore. And if you were Tamei Mase, right, you were sprinkled already. You're Tar. You just couldn't get your haircut yet. But even before getting your haircut for Tamei Mase, you can eat Kashim. You could eat kachim. So therefore, after 60 days, mimanafshach, you're able to eat karbanis. Again, because Saras is definitely finished, and even Tumas Meis, you can't get your haircut yet for Tumas Meis, but you're Tahar regarding Karbanis. So that is on day 60. And Vishosa Yain, and you can drink wine and become Tame after 120 days, because that takes care of your Naziris of Tahar. Vitani Alav. And we learned regarding this Mishnah, the following is just going to be same ratios. Same ratios. When do we see that this whole chart exists with 60 and 120, but Naziris Muetis? That's when you have a 30-day Naziris. That's when all this works out. 30, 60, 90, 120. Aval b'Naziris bas shana, but let's say you have a one-year Naziris. If you have a one-year Naziris, then just do the math. Just the ratio. 1 year Naziris, Ocha B'Kachim, Lachar Shtei Shanim. You can Ikachim after 2 years, right? Because that's like 60 days. That's on our cases. V'shosa Yayin, Metamei L'Meisim, Lachar Arba Shanim. And you can drink wine and become Tamei Meis after 4 years. So that's the same ratio. If you have a Naziris of 1 year compared to a Naziris of 30 days, the split is 60 days and 120 days, which is 2 years versus 4 years. Okay, that is the Mishnah, and that is the Tosefta related to the Mishnah. So, now we're going to ask the Kasha on Rav Chisda. V'i salke daituch salkin leyome. You, Rav Chisda, yesterday said that what? What did Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda said the days of Tzaraz could count to the days of Naziris. The only problem you have is that you need a growth of hair of 30 days Batara, but really fundamentally it could count. So then, tiski le b'shaloshana b'shaloshim yom. Then it should be enough to have 3 years in a month. You shouldn't need 4 years. The Gemara is asking on the years case, not the month cases. But it should be enough for 30 days and 3 years and 30 days. Why? Let's figure it out. According to Rav Chisda, let's say you're suffik mitzora, suffik tamei meis. So you need 60 days. You need 60 days to take care of your two haircuts for possible tzaras. But let's say we're standing on day 60 now. We're standing on day 60. So I'm suffik tamei meis. Maybe I was tamei meis. So therefore, what do I have to do now? If I was tamei meis, what do I have to do? I have to wait. Mimanafshach, according to Rav Chisda, you should only have to wait a week. Wait a week, and then get another haircut, and then wait a year, because your Naziris is a year. Why? Because you, Rav Chisda, Mimanafshach. If I was never tamei meis, then I can start counting right now my year. Right now I can start counting my year. And if I was tamei meis, then I should only have to wait a week. Why? And then count my year. Because you were supposed to say that my Tzaras days could really count towards my Naziris days. So I shouldn't have to wait another year because I was Tavei Tamei Meis. And then another year from my Naziris Tara. According to your Chisda, they can overlap. They can overlap. So therefore, right now I finished my Tzaras days, which could also be my Naziris days. I should only have to wait a week. I'm sorry, wait a month in order for my suffik tamei meis, because if I was tamei meis, it's only a suffik, so I can't get a haircut yet within this month, because maybe I wasn't tamei meis. So I wait a month in order to get my haircut, and then I'll wait my 1 year of Naziris Tahara. So that's the question that is asked on Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, it shouldn't be 4 years, meaning parallel. It shouldn't be 120 days. It should just be 3 years and a month. That's the kasha on Rav Chisda. Okay. That's the challenging part of today's daf. Just one ha'ara, just a musar fart related to this discussion. And that is, why does the Gemara, sometimes you have these Gemaras, you're like banging our heads. The real Iyun, what's the message for us? What's the message for us? That we just want to push it to go into our daf, teach me the daf, and you know, what do we need? Charts, and we need the challenges. So the answer is, what's the tachas of Talmud Torah? What, is this really going to come up? Oh, maybe it will. Maybe it'll come up. So it'll be something Tamei Meis, something Mitzora, on day one of his Naziris, and he's a Nazir, right? So maybe it'll come up. But as we know, there are different tachlisim, right? Different tachlitot. Different purposes of Talmud Torah. So I have from Shari Talmud Torah. It's a sefer all about Talmud Torah. It talks about three different ultimate purposes of Talmud Torah. First and foremost, obviously, is to know what to do. Lo monamadas lasos. Many Mekoros talk about this. Pirkei Avos, lo medrash ikar ela hamaisa. Right, the ikar is amanas lasos. Rabbeinu Yonah talks about this. He gives a little more oomph. Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says in the fourth parak, how lo med amanas valamed, if somebody learns in order to teach, Hashem gives him siyata d'shmaya that he's able to learn and he's able to teach. How lo mida manas lasos. But if you learn on manas to do, must speak in biyado, lo mida la mida lasos. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you tzata d'shmaya that you're able to learn and to teach and to do. Rabbeinu Yonah says, chas v'shalom, that the first person of lo mida la mida is not doing it manas lasos. What kind of learning is that? He's just learning it to teach, but not to do. He says, because then Hashem will give you no tzata d'shmaya. If you have no kavada to do. Ela amanas lasos isav heter kimashmo. What does it mean, lomod amanas lamed? That just means you want to know what to do just on a surface level. Lo sheyishach v'ya'ayin harbe. Ach lokeach adorim kipshutan. But what does it mean, lomod amanas lasos? That means, shedaito lefalpel belibud kedei lodas amitas hadvarim. V'ratzonu litrach kama yamin v'shanim lasik davar katan. I want to appreciate every little nuance of what I'm doing. I want to be ma'ayin so that my ma'isa could be unbelievable and I could appreciate it in an amazing way. That's lasos. But either way, those are both in the category of lasos. That's tachlis number one of Talmud Torah is lo mada manas lasos. We should know what to do. The Shlach Kadosh says that Torah Shebal Shah, Torah Shebal Peh, is our, you know, we always get things in the mail with directions how to put it together. If you don't follow the directions, so then you mess up, you use the wrong screws, the whole thing doesn't look right, it comes out, it never works properly. So the Torah is our directions, right? Life came with directions, right? That's what the Shlach Kadosh says. Yachshov sha Torah hi kimiksav haMelech shekosev liavadav mayasu mayimnu shlolasos. What to do, what not to do. Kishaposeach haSefer, we should say hineni rotei lomok deshivienu atam lede ma'isav lede midas yisharis. So that's number one, lomod abadas lasos. Number two, and the Chaya Adav talks about this in his Akdama, but number two is lomod amanas ladas. To know Talmud Torah, what we would call Talmud Torah Lishma. Rav Chaim Volozhin writes this a lot in a number of places in Nefesh HaChaim. The Shari Talmud Torah here is even Medayik. We call it Talmud Torah Lishma. What do you mean Lishma? Shouldn't it be Lishmo? Lishmo for Hashem? Lishma. Hashem is always masculine. Right? Lishmo. So Lishma, so Harai, what does Lishma mean? Lishem HaTorah. It's not Lishem Hashem. So Shema Torah itself, to know the Torah, and that's what we've quoted in the past from Rav Minahar in the Darim Daf Memches, Mitzvos Limudu Inyan Tzir Halev V'Yediyas HaEmes, knowing the Emes, Ikar Atzivu Kedei Letzayra Emes U'Lisanig V'Lenos Lamada U'Lisameach Levavo. We always quote this Rav Minahar when he speaks about the Hano when one gets from Talmud Torah. But that is a second idea behind Talmud Torah, not just Lomad Amanas Lasos, Lomad Amanas Ladas, to understand the Torah, to know that this is God's autobiography. And this is we want to know the emes, as we quoted in the Tuesday night shiur this past week, 2 nights ago. We quoted the Gemara in Psachim and Baba Kama by Nechemya Hamsuni. Nechemya Hamsuni darshan every S in the Torah, and then he came to S Hashem Elokecha Tira, and he said, "Oi, I don't know what to darshan, so I'm throwing it all away." His Talmidim say, "You're throwing it all away, Rabbi? How can you throw it all away? Your life's work, your doctoral thesis, you spent your life on." So he says, "No, Kishem Shikibalti Schar Alav Drisha, Kacha Gabal Schar Alav Prisha. I'm going to get schar for throwing it away." Up until Rabbi Akiva, his Talmud, came along and said, "Oh, I can darshan S Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabos Talmud Chachamim, to include Talmud Chachamim." And the question that the Baal Musar asks is, "What, he darshaned every S? He couldn't figure this one out, and Rabbi Akiva, his Talmud, figured it out? What did Rabbi Akiva know that he didn't know?" So the Baal Musar say, I heard it from a long time ago from my friend, mentioned it. I think it's B'Shem Rabbi Gifter. I'm not sure who was B'Shem. That no, Rabbi Akiva had one thing that Nechemya Hamsuni didn't have. He had a Rebbe like Nechemya Hamsuni. He had a Rebbe who was ready to throw away his life's work because of the MS, because he thought, "I have nothing to darshan." So that's what Rabbi Kiva had. He had in front of him a Rebbe, L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. That's what he was able to darshan. But that's Lomod Amanas Ladas. But finally, number three, Lomod Lahagia L'Dveikus Bashem. Learning brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just to do, not just to know, but to bring me closer to Hashem. And this is what the Bach says in Aruch Chaim, in the Siman about Berachas HaTorah, Siman Mem Zayin. Says the Bach, V'nirat ha-kavanaso yisbarach me'olam haisa. What was Hashem's ultimate kavana? Sheniya oskin betorah, we should be osik in Torah, kadeshis tis'atzeim nishmasenu, our neshama should become strong, ba'atzmus, inherently, v'ruchnias, v'kedushas, makar motzei ha-Torah. Our goof, our bodies become, our life becomes elevated when we learn. Forget doing, forget knowing. Just the act of learning itself. So our whole body becomes elevated, and we're living in a different realm when we are osik in Torah. And that's what the Sifri says as well. The Sifri says, you have to love Hashem with all your heart. How do you love Hashem? The next words, Avas Hashem, a connection to Hashem. Mitokach at Amakar Zakadosh Baruch Hu Umedavik Bedrachav. You connect to Him, you follow His lead. That's the third level of Talmud Torah. La'asos, la'das, and la'gil ledveikus. So when we come to some Gemaras like these, where we have to break our heads to suffik mitzora, suffik tamemes, we have to realize the different levels of Talmud Torah. It's not just to know, when is this going to come up? Come on! It doesn't matter. It's going to, A, it might come up. B, it's to know, to understand the Dvar Hashem. And three, the act of Talmud Torah itself is a cleansing act, brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on all these levels, when we come to one Gemara, we say, oh, okay, I have the chance to fulfill all the levels of Talmud Torah. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said that, Esakash and Rav Chisda. How could you, Rav Chisda, say that the days of Saras can overlap with the days of Nazirus? How could that be? The math wouldn't work out in our case. You shouldn't have to wait 4 years or 120 days. You should have to wait less. Now he has another Kasha. V'od Masav Rav Ashi. Another Kasha. Another Kasha and Rav Chisda. This Gemara that we're about to have for the next 15 lines, we already had back on Daf Yud Ches. Same Gemara. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Ashi, Ein li eli yimei tuma, she'ein olam lo. Fine if somebody becomes Tamei Meis when he's a Nazir. There's a 20-line Brisa, and all the way at the end, right before the Mishnah, is going to be the Kasha. But first we read the whole Brisa. Ein li eli yimei tuma, she'ein olam lo. Fine days of tuma. If somebody's Tamei Meis, it does not count for his Nazirus, because you can't be Tamei Meis when you're a Nazir. How do I know that the day that he is a Mitzora does not count towards the Minyan? V'dinu, because we compare the two. Yemei Tuma Megaleach Umevi Karban. Days of Tuma are days where he is Megaleach, he has to get a haircut at the end of his Saraz. Umevi Karban, he brings a Karban. Yemei Chaluta Megaleach Umevi Karban. And the day that he's a Mitzora, he also has to get a haircut and bring a Karban. For different reasons, but they're both the same parallel. Ma Yemei Tuma So Ein Olam Ben Aminyan. Just like his days of Tuma do not count towards his Naziris. Av Yemei Chaluta Ein Olam Ben Aminyan. So we compare the days of Tuma and the days of Saraz. Continues the Gemara, it's about the 15th line or so. Lo, no, maybe there's a difference. Don't compare the days of Tumas Meis, because Tumas Meis uproots all the previous days. They can't be mitzvah, you have to start again. Yimei Chaluto, days that he's a mitzvah, they don't uproot the previous days. They don't uproot the previous days, so you can't compare. So maybe you should say that the days of Tsaras do count towards Nazirus. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Amar Kal V'Chomer Hu. It's a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Nazir B'Kever. This is where it came up. Daf Yud Ches. If a Nazir B'Kever. What does that mean? If he accepted his Nazirus in a cemetery. He's in a cemetery, and he says, I want to be a Nazir. So what's the halacha? His Nazirus doesn't really start until he gets out. He's not really a Nazir that became Tameh. Meaning, what's the nafgamina? Do you have to bring your Kabbonis of Nazirus? Or could you just come out of the cemetery, wait 7 days, and then start counting? Or do you have to wait 7 days and go through the process of a haircut and go through the process of bringing your Kabbonis? So the Braisa assumes that a Nazir B'Kever does not have to get a haircut, because he's not considered a Nazir that became Tameh. He's just Tameh Meis. So Nazir B'Kever, Shesaro Roilu Teklachas Naziris, a Nazir who became a Nazir at a cemetery, and his hair is fit to ultimately be shaved for his Teklachas of Naziris Tara, because he's not going to be getting a haircut, because his Naziris didn't even start yet. So in that case, where his hair is fit to be used later for the haircut of Naziris, Ein Olam Ben Aminyan, yet those days until he comes out of the cemetery do not count. Yimei Chaluto She'etzar Roilu Teklachas. But when he's a Mitzora, where his hair is not fit to be used for the haircut of a Nazir, because he's going to shave it earlier for Tzaras, Teglachas Naziris Lakol Shekein. So surely they should not count. So there's a Kal V'Chomer that the days of Mitzora should not count towards Naziris. And now the Gemara, the Braisa continues. We already have enough to ask the Kasha, but the Braisa continues. The Ein Li Elei Mechaluto, this is all only, we know the days of an actual Mitzora. While he has Saras, do not count towards his Naziris. You may sit from Minayin. What about the days that he's counting, as we said, remember we started off, the week in between the haircuts. The days that he's counting to become Tar, how do I know that those also cannot count for Naziris? V'dinu, and we can make a comparison. Ma yimei chaluto toin teklachas, just like the days that he's an actual Mitzora, he needs a haircut. Af yimei sifro, so to the days that he's counting, he needs a haircut too, right? He gets two haircuts. with a week separating. Uma yimei chalutei no lo ben aminyan. And just like the days that he's an actual mitzora, they do not count. Daf yimei sifro. So we compare the days of the actual tzaras and the days that he's accounting from being a mitzora. Yochol, so we know mitzora and yimei chalutei and yimei sifro cannot count towards the zeros. Yochol af yimei heskero, Cain. What about the days of Hesker, meaning before he becomes a Mitzorah? When the Kohen comes and says, I'm not sure if this is a Saras, you know, go wait a week. Where he's called a Mitzorah Muskar, not a Mitzorah Mukhlat. So could those, and then it ends up that he didn't get Saras. Did not get Tzahat Saras. So could you count those days of Hesker? So we'd say, maybe you cannot. V'hadin Nosein. And let's compare. Chavut B'tami Mishka V'moshav, a Mitzorah Vadai Mukhlat, creates Tumas Mishkav and Moshav. We'll get back to that soon. If he sits on something, he creates it's the pillow and the couch is Tameh. V'yimei Hesker Matavi Mishkav and Moshav. And Yimei Hesker and the days that he is closed off before he becomes an actual Mitzorah are also, he creates Tumas Mishkav and Moshav by sitting on something. So, Im Lamata the Mechaluto Shein Olam and Aminyan. So if the days if he's an actual Mitzorah do not count, Avimei Hesker and Olam and Aminyan. So even the days that he's counting, but the days that he's counting to see if he's going to be a Mitzorah also should not count. Because you compare them, they both create Tumas Mishkav. Amartu, we say, no, you can't compare them. Lo, Amartu, Vimei Chaluto, the days that he's for sure Mitzorah, Shekin Chaluto, Toin Teklachas, Umevi Karban. At the end of his being a Mitzorah, he has to get a haircut and bring a Karban. Lafika Chein Olam, that's why they don't count. Tomar Vimei Eskero, but in the times that he's Muskar, he's closed off, but he's not a Mitzorah yet, She'ein Toin Teklachas, Ve'ein Umevi Karban. If he ends up not being a Mitzorah, he does not need a haircut, and he does not bring a Karban. Lafika Chyalo Laminyin, they should count. And that's the maskana. Mikan Amru, so the Brisa sums up, Yimei Sifro, U Yimei Gamro, the days that somebody is an actual Mitzorah. And the days that he finishes being a Mitzorah and he's counting to become Tahar, Ein Olam Ben Aminyan. Those do not count towards his Naziris. Avo Yimei Hazav, Vahazava, Vahesgeru Shel Mitzorah. But the days, let's say the Nazir becomes a Zav, or the Nazir becomes a Zava, or the days of Muskar before he becomes a Mitzorah, Hare Elo Olamo. All of those can count for Naziris. Ad kan divrei habraisa. Now we're going to ask the kasha on Rav Chisda. Again, Rav Chisda holds that your days of tzaras can overlap and count for days of naziris. And the only problem is that you need a 30-day growth at the end. So if you have a 100-day naziris, you're not going to have a problem. So now we ask from the Raisa. Tani miyaz, the Braisa said earlier, lo mamar to be made tumah shekein mevatel ben as a kodmin, tumah mechaluto, the Braisa was mechalik between the mei of tumah, the tumas meis, and the days that you had tzaras. Put in a v'chulu here. There should be a v'chulu here because the diak is going to be from the following line of the Braisa. Bimai, what case was the Braisa talking about when the Braisa differentiated between counting the previous days and not counting the previous days? Ilim b'naziris mu'atas. If the Braisa was talking about a 30-day naziris, habino gizel seyor, then you obviously cannot count previous days because you're going to get a haircut, then you're going to have to start counting again at least 30 days. Elalah b'naziris meruba. It must be then that the Braisa, the fact that the Braisa is discussing whether the previous days count, it must be talking about a long naziris. Viktani, and what does it say about Saras? She'ein olon lo min haminyan. They cannot double take, they cannot overlap. So we reject Rav Chisda. You cannot count your days of Saras for naziris. Okay, good. So far all we did today was two questions. We did today two kashas on Rav Chisda. And therefore, we reject Rav Chisda. One thought based on something that came up here, and that is, we mentioned a few days ago that generally the way tumah works is that it goes down every time tumah is transferred. When there is a transfer of tumah, it goes down. An av touches something, it becomes a rishon. A rishon touches something, becomes a sheni. A sheni touches something, becomes a shlishi for truma. Shlishi becomes a revi for kachin. That's what usually happens. But there are a few exceptions. Number one, we spoke about a couple days ago, cherev harehu kachalo. The Torah says that if a sword, or maybe other types of kalim, machlokas rishonim, touches a dead body, then that sword has the status of the dead body. Goes across, doesn't go down. And therefore, if a person touches that sword, the person becomes an av, because that sword is just like a dead body, who is the, as we said, the Rishonim say, the avi avos hatumah, a grandfather. So therefore, if a grandfather touches anything else, it becomes an av. So that sword is like a grandfather. That's one example. I bet you that is another example. Also, a din daraisa, tumas mishkaf. And that is as follows. A zav, or a zava, or a mitzora, which we just had here on line 4 of the Gemara, if any of those people sit on something, So then whatever they sit on also becomes an av. Just like a zav and a mitzorah are an av, that also, mishkav azav, mishkav mitzorah also becomes an av hatuma, av to av, also transferring across. That's the din to oraisa. The Gemara says, in Nida Daf Mem Tes, that this halacha only applies if what you're sitting on is normally sat on. If you sit on a pail, says, if you turn over a pail and you sit on it, the Gemara says that's not tomat, that's not an av, doesn't become a mishkav. Because that's not a mishkav. A mishkav is a couch, a pillow, a chair. That's what the Gemara says. Hayoshiv ala kli, yachol kafes sa'av, yashav aleha. If you turn over a pail that holds a sa'ah and you sit on it, or a spoon and you sit on it, you might think that's tamei. No. Asha yeshiv ala vazav, misha miyuchal li yeshiva. Only if it's miyuchan for yeshiva. Yatza zesha omrim lo, amod anasim alakteinu. Excluding this spoon, excluding this pail that it's not usually sat on. This is the din, that's what the Gemara says. But then there's Rabbi Shita's Rabbeinu Tam. Discussion in the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if a nazir, if not of a nazir, if a mitzora or a zava or a zava sits on something that's not usually sat on, the Gemara says it's not tamei mishum mishkav, but it is tamei, it goes down one level. It's a regular Rishon. Just like if a zav touches anything, so the zav is touching this if it sits on it, and therefore it's at least going to become a Rishon, even though it's not going to have the chiddush of being an av. What's the bi'ur hadavar? What's the Nekudas Hadavar? So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has an article in the Sefer Zichron HaRav that was put out many years ago, where he quotes as follows. How does Mishkav Azav work? Is that regular transfer of Tuma? Because if it's transfer, it should go down. It should go down a level. So he quotes from his father-in-law, Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav, who said, no, when you have a Mishkav Azav, there's no transfer. There's defining. When a Zav sits on a pillow, that pillow is now defined as a Mishkav Azav. The Zav was not Mitame the pillow. Because if there's a Mitame and a Nitma, then it goes down a level. All the Zav did, the Zav, the Mitzora, was defined as a Mishkav Azav. Once it's defined as a Mishkav Azav, so then Memela, the Torah says, Mishkav Azav is an Avatuma. Right, just like the Torah says 100 things are 20 things are an avatuma. Sheretz and Shech Vazera and other things. So here too, all he does is define it as a mishkav. Once it's defined as a mishkav, so then it's an av. That's applies by pillows and couches. What's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam just says that even though, yes, that's the din d'oraisa, that the zav or the mitzvah is magdirid, is defines it as a mishkav, the regular dini tum also apply. It's also a metame with a nitma, and therefore, if it touches it, it's a rishon. It goes down a level. You're right. There's a greater idea that it's an av if it's something that's usually sat on, but that's the chiddush. And with this, we can help understand. We discussed this on a Tuesday night shiur last year. Understand a Rashi, very difficult Rashi, seemingly. Baba Kama Sabach Vav in Meruba. The Gemara there says that let's say a mitzora or a zav steals a pillow. And then he sits on it. Is he matami that? So the Gemara says, Mishkavo v'lo hagazel. Mishkavo v'lo hagazel. Tosva says, Rashi says, that means you steal your pillow from your friend and you're a zav and you sit on it. Rashi says, you're not matami it. It's not a mishkav azav. Says Tosva, what? What does that mean? Tosva's first question, v'zet tema, ? Doesn't even explain it. He just says, I can't believe that. It's a pillow. It's usually sat on. What do you mean? It's not tamei. And then he says va'od. Asking, saying the two words is that tamei. He says va'od. Another kasha, and he has a kasha from a mishnah. But Tosfos can't believe it, and therefore Tosfos has to give a different shot of the whole gemara. You stole leather and you made it into a pillow. It's a whole different shot. But what's the shot of Rashi? Just because you stole something, you can't make a mishkav azav. So the Rav explained, the Rav Soloveitchik explained that that's the pshat. If what the Zav is doing is not being metamiyat, Tuma obviously works on, if I go over to your food and I put a dead insect on it, I'm metamiyat. But if it's not working like that, but it's a halachic definition issue, the Zav is magdirid as a mishkav Zav, so then already you can say, maybe if it's not yours, you can't do that. Because it's not a regular transfer of Tuma. We're talking about halachically defining something. So maybe if it's not yours, you can't halachically define it. So that's Rashi and Baba Kama, Salmach Vav and Mabes. Yeah. According to other Rishonim, not Rabbeinu Tam that I mentioned before, it might not be Tami at all. If not even a Rishon, yeah, not even a Rishon. Okay, Viter says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mishnah Rabbi Yeshua. So we finished the 8 blot or so that we had regarding Tuma and Tara based on the previous two Mishnahs. We have one more that connects, but you see the end of the parak is in sight. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. I don't know if it's inside on yours. It's inside on mine. Next Amar. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer says in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, Kol Tumah Ben HaMeis Shonazim Begaleich Alech Hayavan Alal Abiyas Migdash. The rules for Tumas Meis of a Nazir are the same for entering in Beis HaMikdash. We know there's an Isidar Isa. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Bias Mikdash lists off 15 mitzvahs that he's going to talk about regarding Bias Mikdash. 13 Los Ases and 2 Ases. One of the Los Ases is you cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash when you're Tamei. So, which types of Tumah? So says Rabbi Eliezer, the name of Rabbi Yeshua, any Tumas Meis that a Nazir has to get a haircut for, meaning it undermines his Naziris, those are the Tumas that you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash with. V'chol Tumah Min HaMeis, She'ein HaNazir Megaleich Alei, and any Tumas Meis that a Nazir does not have to get a haircut for, meaning like we had in the previous Mishnah, Revias Dam, and other cases, and the gravestone, Ein Chayav Al Bias Mikdash, right? Rabbi Eliezer, in the name of Yeshua, says there's a connection between the two. Amar Rabbi Meir, no. Lotei zukala ben asheretz. It's not true. Because we know that if a person touches a sheretz, right, a recently dead insect, he becomes tamei and is not allowed to go into Beis HaMikdash. Even though another is not megaleich on that. So you see, there's no connection between the two. Different rules. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, gamar la. What does the Mishnah say? Rabbi Eliezer said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, this rule, that they're connected. Did he say it in the name of Rabbi Yeshua? We're going to quote the same thing now, but we're going to say, he didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, it was the name of somebody else in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Mishum Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamo gamar la. He said it in the name of Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamo. D'tanya, as the Braisa says, story. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kisha halakti lar daskia. When I went to Ardaskia, Matzasi as Rabbi Yeshua ben Pasar Rosh, I found Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Pasar Rosh. Rashi says two names. No de Bihuda, you can look it up. No de Bihuda, Tinyana, Arachayim, Kufyud Gimel. Has a tshuva about whether there were people in the Gemara had two names. Whether people in the Gemara had two names, so No de Bihuda assumes that nobody had two names Be'etzem. It was usually one real name and one additionally name given for Kavod, like Abishol, or he says, I don't remember exactly, but if I remember, you know, B'chola Talmud. First of all, I didn't answer your question so fast because it's not halakha l'maisa. That he says, because of my tirdus. And then he says, you asked me when it says beribi. There's a stir in Rashi. Sometimes when it says beribi at the end of somebody's name, sometimes Rashi says it's a name, sometimes Rashi says it means the great Gadol Ador. So he says, he answers the stir, he says, if it only says beribi without giving a name, that's his real name. And if it says beribi after a name, it just means an adjective. You can't just say the Gadol Ador, you know, without saying the person's name. Tinyana Arachayim Kufyud Gimel. And then he says, V'ani l'chol shas echroni, einenu zocher b'shum makom b'shas, shum tana o amora, shohaya nizkar b'shnei shemus, v'shneim heim b'shem etzem. Zuwasi abashol, abayosi. I don't know anybody who has two names. He says, ukumidume, this wasn't common even in b'mikra, even in Tanakh it wasn't common, except for a couple of places, like Safas Paneach, but generally, those weren't, what? Tuvalkayin. Right, he doesn't say none. He says it wasn't common. Right? But right here, Pesach Rosh. Got to put this one on the list. So Rabbi Lazar says, when I went to Ardaski, I found Rabbi Yeshua ben Pasar Rosh, Shay Yoshi v'don lefei Rabbi Meir b'Halacha. He was talking to a mayor in Halacha. And he said, he said the rule, that the same rule applies for entrance into Beis HaMikdash and a Nazir being Megaleach on it. Omar lo, alti zukala misharetz, and Rabbi Meir responded like he did in the Mishnah. What do you mean? There's no connection because you see sheretz is an afkamina. So now, amarti lo, Rabbi Eliezer butts in, Rabbi Eliezer jumps in and says, klum ata baki Rabbi Shua bar Marmol. He says to Rabbi Shua ben Pasa Rosh, are you a baki in what Rabbi Shua bar Marmol says? Omar lihein, he says, yeah, sure I am. Now Rabbi Lazar continues. Kach Omer li Rabbi Shua bar Marmol, Mishur Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shua bar Marmol told me in the name of Rabbi Yeshua this law. Kol Tumah Ben HaMeis Shanazim Begaleich Alei Chayav Alei B'Shem B'Yes Mikdash. Kol Tumah Ben HaMeis She'ein Anazim Begaleich Alei Ein Chayav Alei B'Shem B'Yes Mikdash. So he says, he told me the name of Rabbi Yeshua bar Marmol in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Havi Mishur Rabbi Yeshua bar Marmol Gamer La? Question mark. Meaning, how could our Mishnah state this, and Rabbi Eliezer said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua? In the Braisa we see, it was Rabbi Eliezer in the name of Rabbi Yeshua bar Marmol, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Stira. Sagmara answers, Amru Shmami, no. Kol Shmaisa Devis Amru Bevei Tlasa. Whenever you are going to say something in the name of somebody else, but there's a chain of people, Kadmoy Basroy Amrinan, Mitzroy Lo Amrinan. You only have to give the source and the last. The sword, the original person who said it, and the last. You don't have to say, my Rebbe said it in the name of his Rebbe, 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 the name of blank. Right? You say blank, and you say your Rebbe. You say the previous one and the original one. The Chida says this is only b'di'evet. It's only b'di'evet. Right? If you could say everybody, you know, you can. The problem is, what, you're going to go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Every time you quote a Maimer in Chazal, every time you quote a Dvar Torah. So the Yerushalmi seems to say, well, that's an ideal, but we don't. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Aleph Gim, Aleph Beis. Rabbi Yochanan says, Im Yochol L'Shalshel Es HaShmua Ad Moshe, Shalshela. If you could go back to Moshe Rabbeinu, do it. V'im Lav, and if you can't, and the Karban Eder says, you can't, because you'll take all day to say over one thought, O Rishon, Tos, O Rishon, Rishon, O Achron, Achron. So you pick, you can say the original and you can say the last. But you already get the impression that it's good to go straight. The Gemara all the time says Rabbi Yeshua in the name of so-and-so, in the name of so-and-so, in the name of so-and-so, said in the name of Rav. Right? So you find that in the Gemara all the time. You don't have the first and the last. But that's all, says this Gemara, a Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Me Iker Hadin, you only have to quote the original one and the last one. Okay? We have to talk more about this idea of maybe Geula La'olam, if you quote B'Shem Amro, but we'll start with that tomorrow. Everybody come on time. Some exciting material from Rabbi Ratzio Solomon and from Rav Soloveitchik and from Rabbi Avadi Yosef about Homer Dav B'Shem Amro, maybe Geula La'olam. Okay? Good. So again, the sheet, hopefully, I hope, is on there. Those of you who are looking for it, it was supposed to be on there by last night. And again, those who emailed me the meetings next week regarding my community and the different communities regarding Nofei HaShemesh, Monday night in Teaneck at Rabbi Neuberger Shul at 8 o'clock, Tuesday night in Baltimore at Shari Zion at 7:30, Wednesday nights here in Torres Chaim in South Shore at 8:30, and Thursday in Toronto. Okay.